We have some audio cuts from the candidates, and we have discovered some new stuff we'd like to play for you. But first, let's just hear the... Yeah.
When George W. Bush and Al Gore actually spoke to the American people, I believe this was the day before yesterday, here are a couple of items you might or might not have missed. George.
Once this election is over, I would be glad to meet with Vice President Gore. And I join him in pledging that regardless of who wins, after this weekend's final count, we will work together to unite our great country.
That's going to be a lot of work,
his
George.
His response to Al Gore's, you know, he asked if he could meet with George W. Bush after he also said that he wanted a recount and a couple of other proposals.
You want to hear Gore now?
Yeah.
All we need is a common agreement that what is at stake here is not who wins and who loses in a contest for the presidency.
No.
But how we honor our Constitution and make sure that our democracy works as our founders intended it to work.
Okay. All right. Hmm. I can solve this presidential thing real quick.
Oh.
Well, what we do, we only, on a federal basis, United States, you vote for president on your tax return.
Never happen.
And all the other elections take place in the states. But that's the one you do nationally. That way you get a, almost 100% return on the people of the United States. You check whoever the candidates are. You do it between the 1st and 15th of April.
I believe you've got to be blanking kidding me. It would be elected president by a landslide. Well, I've always said, Bob, you know, I've been on record for years saying the presidential election should be the first Tuesday
after
tax day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything would be different.
Everything would change.
Well, we have some audio from the candidates. This is the first time this has been heard. It's a Bob and Tom exclusive. Let's listen.
Once this election is over, I would be glad to poison Vice President Gore. After this weekend's final count, we will work together to poison Vice President Gore. The outcome of this election will be the result of deals or efforts to mold public opinion. The outcome of this election will not be determined by the votes and by the law. We have a responsibility to undermine the law when we do not like its outcome.
Well, that's different.
See, this is... Wow.
Now we have one from Gore, I think.
This is during the mic check.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't know about our democracy, but I do know this is about what happens to Governor Bush's home. It is about what happens to me or my opponent. My faith is in using inflammatory language and to count over. That is the direction I have given to my own campaign, to count over and over. Shortly after the results are known, we should both come together for another meeting to recount over and over. If I turn out to be successful, I'll be ready to use inflammatory language in Governor Bush's home. If I am not successful, I'll be ready to count over and over.